Welcome to Stories in the Valley. I'm your host, Charles Kiernan. I think of February as the bottom of winter, the only hope for spring being the crocuses. The groundhog has not been very encouraging this year. We need a break. Guild member Ingrid Bond is going to tell us a story from the steaming rainforests of the Amazon. Her story is called Why Beetle is Beautiful. Imagine that warm sun and let it penetrate your body down to your toes. Here's Ingrid.
Brown beetle slowly crawled along the muddy leaf-covered path next to the swift-moving Amazon River. Beetle was enjoying every sight, smell, and sound of the rainforest that day. How the sun reflected off the water and lit up spider's web. How the scent of wild orchids floated by on the light breeze. And the loud squawk let out by her brightly colored friend parrot in the nearby tree.
"Good morning, parrot,"
greeted Beetle. "What? Oh, good morning to you, my little friend. Do you know, I nearly didn't see you there because of your dull color. I can give you a better color."
"Oh, really, Parrot? Wow, I would love a new color."
Paca, the rat, leapt out from behind some nearby bushes and rudely interrupted.
"Ayo, yeah, Parrot. I'm tired of my brown fur and all these ugly white patches. If Beetle gets a new color, I should too. After all, I'm the fastest animal in the jungle on 4 feet. Well, I'm not as fast as Jaguar, but for my size, I can't be beat. Beetle isn't fast. In fact, she's so slow. Turtle crawls faster than Beetle. I'm the one who deserves a new color."
Parrot did not like to be interrupted. Parrot did not like to hear boasting. Parrot did not like to hear hurtful words said about any of her friends, especially in front of them. In turn, Parrot did not like Paca. "Very well, Paca. You must race against Beetle. It is a good distance from here to the large tree that has fallen into the river. If you win, I'll give you a new coat. But if you lose, you'll have to stop boasting."
"Me? In a race? Against Beetle? I could enjoy a swim in the river, eat some lunch, take a nap, and still win. You may as well give me a new color now, Parrot. Make it yellow, with the black spots, like Jaguar's. I'll look grand."
Paca's words hurt Beetle's feelings. His boasting made her very upset.
"I'll race against this braggart. Only if I can go as fast as I can. Is that all right, Parrot?"
"Why, yes, Beetle. I want you both to go as fast as you can. Do you agree, Paca?"
"Oh, of course. Come on, let's get on with this. I'm anxious for my new coat."
Parrot counted. 1, 2, 3, begin. Paca took off like a flash of lightning down the jungle path. He whizzed past the thick trunks of the rainforest trees. Beetle began to slowly crawl down the trail. She was enjoying the beauty of the red berry bushes up ahead. It was a good distance to the large tree that had fallen into the river. Paca slowed down and took a look behind him. Beetle was nowhere to be seen. Paca was tired, hot, thirsty and out of breath from running so fast through the jungle. He thought he had all the time in the world to stop and get a drink. So he left the path and went down to the river. Paca stuck his head in the nice, cool Amazon and gulped, gulped, gulped down several mouthfuls of water. While Paca's head was underneath the water, Beetle slowly crawled ahead of him on the path. Paca took his head out of the river and off all the water. He scrambled up the riverbank to the path. What? Beetle was several feet ahead of him?
That's impossible, cried Paca.
He dashed far ahead of Beetle on the path. As Paca ran, his stomach started to growl. He was hungry. So he stopped. Ah, right there up ahead was the fallen tree. He would win the race. And a few feet off the path was his favorite snack, sweet grass. Paca thought to himself,
I have time to stop and eat a few leaves and still win this race.
So he ate a few leaves. Mmm. Oh, they were so tasty, and he was so hungry. So he ate a bit more. And that turned into a bit more. Paca was so busy eating that he did not notice that Beetle crawled ahead of him on the path. Paca glanced down the trail with a mouthful of sweet grass. Ah, there was the fallen tree. And there was Beetle crawling closer and closer to the finish line?
Yikes!
Cried Paca. He ran past Beetle on the path. Parrot flew overhead and landed on a branch of the fallen tree. She was ready to announce the winner of the race. Paca ran up and touched the tree. He knew he'd won. So he looked up to Parrot and saw Beetle comfortably resting on a piece of green moss of the tree.
What? How did you win? I'm 10 times faster than you are. How did you cheat me, Beetle?
I didn't cheat you, Paca. I flew.
Oh, Paca, you forgot that Beetle can fly. You were so busy boasting that you did not hear me say that both you and Beetle should go as fast as you can. And that's just what Beetle did. Beetle took a few minutes to carefully choose the color of her new shell.
Emerald green, like your beautiful wings, Parrot. Only with 1,000 specks of gold to shine in the night.
Paca's head hung low as he slunk back into the nearby bushes. He kept his promise to Parrot and was never again heard bragging about his abilities. Do you know, to this very day, Paca still has the same white patches on his brown fur? And Beetle's beautiful shell still shines in the night.
That was Ingrid Bonn. The Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild holds its storytelling circle at Godfrey Daniels at 7th 4th Street in Bethlehem on the second Wednesdays of the month at 7:30 p.m., except the month of August. Come and listen to stories or try out a story yourself. We are a friendly audience, and the event is free. For information about the Guild, Google Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild or lvstorytelling.org. That's all for now. Have fun and keep a story in your heart.